This is Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Who is still holiday shopping? I am. Are you Dennis Newhall?
I don't do such a thing.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a whole other story. This is a big shopping weekend online and in stores for a lot of people, with Hanukkah beginning the evening of this Sunday, December 22nd, ending the 30th. Christmas Day is Wednesday, December 25th, and Kwanzaa is December 26th to January 1st. Now we're moving into a holiday tradition with Dennis, and that is that he checks out the new boxed music sets for us, and that's his holiday sound advice.
I'm going to blow your entire holiday budget this morning.
Okay. That sounds good. Where do you want to start?
Well, I'll start with Abbey Road. A couple of these have been around for a few months, but Abbey Road, it's the third in a series that Giles Martin has tackled. And as you would expect, it's beautiful. Beth is looking through it right now to see some pictures I've never seen, which is always fun.
Oh.
And it's just a really nice, well-put-together set. Musically, though, remastered, incredible care taken to try and bring out with new technology some of the sound that may have gotten hidden simply by using tape and earlier mastering processes. Plus, this one, as usual, comes with a Dolby Atmos and a 5.1 mix on the Blu-ray disc. So those of you who have high-end setups are going to hear some things you haven't heard before. Now, as far as the bonus tracks on here, there's two albums of outtakes, a couple of whole songs that haven't been anywhere else, and studio chatter, which is a lot of fun. It may not be anything you listen to more than once, but this is a beautiful album, and it's worth having. Certainly a great gift.
It's actually a coffee table book.
It is.
With the CDs or the Blu-rays in pockets inside the book, which is really lovely. Let's listen to a little music, though. We're going to hear something.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave now. You know I believe in how.
That was a beautiful song just as a demo. George Harrison with Something. And that reminds me, if I was to pick between Sgt. Pepper of the White Album and Abbey Road as a gift for somebody who didn't have any of them, I would go with the White Album because it's just a treasure chest of demos. And it's great to hear them when they were just working up songs.
How much of the budget goes to Abbey Road?
They're about $80, $90.
Okay. All right. Where are we moving to next?
Welcome to the Vault, Steve Miller.
Okay.
For people who were fans of the Steve Miller Band in the early days with Quicksilver Girl and Living in the USA, he's been very reluctant to go back to that period and pull anything out of the vaults. In fact, he was late in remastering those early albums.
Mm.
This is a really nicely put together box set. You're looking at it now and you can see, I think the ridiculousness started when Pink Floyd gave away coasters and scarves. Steve Miller gives you a whole bunch of guitar picks.
Yeah, with the emblem emblem right on the pick. Yes.
But there's also some really nice pictures in there and stories about the music. And this is a combination of live studio outtakes, some songs you've never heard before. There's a performance in here with Chuck Berry. There's a performance with family friend Les Paul. And the sound is all top quality. So
these books are beautiful, Dennis.
Oh,
both
yeah.
Both of them.
Whenever a box set comes out, it's nice if they do a nice job like these two.
Wow. Okay. Price tag.
It's about $80.
$80.
But you'd really
well.
Need to be a Steve Miller fan to go buy this one.
Okay. Should we listen to
sure.
30 seconds?
About Billy Joe and Bobby Sue, two young lovers with nothing better to do than sit around a house.
Can I leave the show and just go listen right now? Will you take us to the end here?
That's such a nice take on that song. That was one of my favorite parts of this.
Fabulous.
And you also get to hear a lot more of Steve Miller's playing in some of these live tracks than you do on the usual studio albums.
Okay, we need to get a little quickly through Dylan and Cash.
Traveling through Bob Dylan, part of the bootleg series, isn't really even a box set, but it's worthwhile. I think this is the best deal. Three CDs of the sessions from the late 60s, early 70s, when Johnny Cash joined in, and they those sessions produced John Wesley Harding and Nashville Skyline. But there's some great duets with Johnny Cash. It's only $20 at Target. But you can't walk in and get it. You have to order it online. I think that's the best place to buy it. 47 previously unreleased recordings. It's called Traveling Through Bootleg Series Volume 15.
All right. This is our holiday sound advice with Dennis Newhall. We're going to jump ahead to Stevie Ray Vaughan.
This one I'm bringing in simply to help save some people some money. Not because it's not worth it, but I'll tell you what it is. It's an SACD audiophile. Everything he ever did on Epic, it's a big old box that really doesn't have much to offer except a booklet and too much airspace. But for audiophiles, it's supposed to be amazing. The thing is, if you go to buy it on Amazon, it's $840. Just go to the company that makes it, which is Acoustic Design. It's $280.
Really?
Yeah. Now, that's still a lot, but if you want to buy it on vinyl, it's three times that. So if you're a real Stevie Ray Vaughan fan, this is a good one to get, but get the CD version from the company that makes it, not from Amazon. And here's another thing. All of this music is also remastered on a $44 box that came out about 8 years ago. So you got your tiers there. If you want to spend $880, go ahead, but I think Amazon is the one that makes out on that one.
You know, on KZAP, you should do a call-in hour where people can just call you, Dennis, and pick your brain for where to get the music they want for the best deal and the best sound quality. We are going to wrap up with the Beatles and Come Together, but I do want to ask you what you alluded to in the beginning. No holiday shopping? Why not?
I do holiday buying on a very limited basis. There's no young kids in my life right now, so there's Christmas, we're all looking at each other saying, you know, let's just save our money and go do something.
Yeah.
And there's just opening gifts, you know.
I think more families make that choice. You always want to celebrate the little ones.
Several of us got together and bought presents for a needy family.
Wonderful.
One particular family. Mm-hmm. I will say one last thing. The Prince 1999 box set for Prince fans is supposed to be amazing. Two live shows, a bunch of outtakes and B-sides, and it's in a regular size box at about $80.
Okay, so what do you want to say about Come Together?
Come Together could very well be my favorite Beatles song. And you have to listen to this whole outtake. It doesn't have all of the production in it, but it's there. And Lennon's voice sounds a little rougher. And then it breaks down in the middle. And he makes up a couple of verses that aren't in the song, which, of course, is all those verses are bizarre anyway. But it's just fun to hear a different version of them doing what was one of my favorite songs on probably my favorite Beatles album. Hmm.
Well, all this information will be on the website. We're going to close with Come Together. I think it's the perfect spirit for the holiday.
One last thing, best rock albums of the year. I'd say Black Keys, the new Who album, and oops, I can't remember the other one. There's one more that's really good. It's not going to come to me.
All right, interrupt me as soon as you remember.
Okay.
All right. That is Dennis Newhall, and you can hear him Saturday nights from 7 to 8. You got it?
The Raconteurs.
There you go. All right. This is our final Live Insight for 2019. The Insight team will be on holiday. We'll return January 6th with new live shows. Let me say thank you to the team. Besides me, Helen Barrington and Cynthia Lopez, Chris Hagen, Emily Zentner, Helga Salinas, Mark Jones, Anthony Van Hook, Antonio Munez, Matt Pacini. We have Aram Sarkissian as our managing editor. Joe Barr is our chief content officer. Thanks for joining us, and we hope during this holiday season that you and yours can peacefully and kindly come together.